Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tik Ten Fe Talmud. Chulin Pei Hei, Chulin 85a, pagination is 169. We'll start about a third of the way down, Masnisin at the new Mishnah. We're in Parakisui Hadam, the mitzvah to cover the blood of a non-domesticated animal or a bird, and the Mishnah states, Hashochet v'nimtzes tereifa, a person shechts, and it turns out that the animal is treif, non-kosher, because of an ailment within it, such as punctured lungs. V'ashochit la'avodas kochavim, or a person who shechts for idol worship. V'ashochit chulin bifnim, or a person shechts non-sacred animal inside the Beis HaMikdash. V'kodshim b'chutz, or sacred outside the Beis HaMikdash. Chayev of haniskalim, an animal or bird that's meant to be stoned because of whatever violation that was done. So we have a list of cases that the act of shechita certainly was done, but it didn't take effect as a shechita. Not going to be able to eat this food. Rabbi Meir mechayev, Rabbi Meir obligates in Kisui Hadam in such a case. V'chachomim potrim. And the Chachamim say that it's a shechita she'ena ru'uya in the context of Kisei Hadam. It's not a valid shechita, and therefore does not generate a mitzvah of covering the blood, which is only by v'shochat, if you did shechita. The Mishnah concludes, Hashochev v'nisnabla b'yado, if a person shechts and it became an avela, meaning a good shechita never ended up being done. It's not that it became treif because good shechita was done, but we checked the lungs. It's the act of shechita itself was compromised. Hanochev ha-me'aker, or one kills the animal in a different way, stabbing it in a certain way that some people would do. Potter milachasos, all agree that there's no kisei hadam because the pasuk describes it as vishochat. I should say vishofach, which is understood to be a shechita. So, if we wanted to extrapolate halacha from this mishnah, presumably we would focus on the opinion of the chachamim, which is typically the majority opinion, or the one that the codifiers of the Mishnah meant to codify as the house opinion, the official opinion. And Chachamim Potrim would mean, if we just focus on one case of the number that were listed, Hashochet v'nimtzes treifa. A person does shechita, and it turns out to be treif, because we checked, for example, the lungs. So that's not recognized as a valid shechita and therefore does not cause a requirement of kisei hadam. We see that indeed in halacha, simen chav ches, se'if yud zayin, hashochet v'nisnabla b'yado, a person does shechita and it didn't work, osha shachat v'nimtzes treifa, or he shecht well, but it turns out that it's not valid for eating because it's treif. Potur milachasos, he is absolved of the mitzvah of covering the blood. And the approach in simple terms is that a shechita she'ena ru'uya ena shechita. A shechita that's not going to produce kosher food is not a shechita in the context of kisui hadam. The question arises that in the laws of Osova Espino, not to shecht the mother and child on the same day, the Mishnah on Pei Aleph Amid Beis 81b, pagination 162, told us, Hashochet v'nimtza treifa, if you shecht the first one, and it turns out to be treif, so it was a good shechita, but it doesn't produce kosher food. And the ruling over there is v'chachamim mechayvin. The chachamim say that if you shecht the related animal on the same day, it is chayiv. It is the violation of Oso ve'esbeno. The question, therefore, which needs to be explored, is that if we accept that the Chachamim is the majority opinion, the opinion that Rabbeinu HaKadosh and his editing team wanted to be codified as the law, why is it that by Kisei Hadam, a person shechts a treifa, and the majority opinion is potter? It's not considered a shechita, and you don't have to do Kisei Hadam. Whereas by Yosov Espino, Hashochet v'nimtza treifa, you do a good shechita, but it turns out not to be edible because of internal blemish. V'chachamim mechayvin, the chachamim accept it as a good shechita and say that you're in violation of Osov Espino if you were to shecht the relative on the same day. Seemingly, it's the same expression. Shechita she'ena re'uya, is it a shechita or is it not a shechita? Indeed, bringing it to halacha, the Shach in Simen Tes Zayin Sifkaten Yud Ches writes, Im shochat v'nimtzes treifa, if you shech, then it turns out to be a treifa. Lokin im yishchot hasheni, we follow the opinion of the Chachamim by Osov Espino, and there would be malchus if you would shech the relative. So to keep things simple, we're contrasting, creating a question here. By Kisei Hadam, we're ruling that Shochet v'nimtzes treifa is not included in a shechita and does not require Kisei Hadam. And by Osov Espino, the mother and child rule, we find that the shechita v'nimtzes treifa is considered a shechita v'chachamim mechayvim, and it's forbidden to shecht the second animal, and in the words of the Shach, Lokin, you would get malchus if you did. Now, one way to very easily appreciate the distinction is to focus on a principle that we discussed earlier, that sometimes a shechita, even if it won't make something edible, will have an impact. The impact of a shechita, even if it doesn't make it edible, is that it's metah raso midei nevela. It elevates it from being a nevela, which is metame in the rules of ritual impurity. And like this, it's a treifa shenishchat, non-kosher still, because of the internal illness. But since it died through shechita, it will not be metame, it will not cause ritual impurity. And therefore, the shechita did do something. In the context of Osov Espino, that something that it did is a shechita. And you can't go ahead and shecht the related animal on the same day. In the context of Kisei Hadam, however, we're not just looking for a shechita, but the Pasuk, Parshas Acharemos, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Gimel, describes the mitzvah of Kisei Hadam, Asher Ye Ochel, that will be eaten. Then, V'shafech Es Damo V'kiso Be'afar, you spill the blood and you have to cover it in dirt. But if it's not Asher Ye Ochel, if it's not something that can be eaten, then in the context of Kisei Hadam, it didn't reach the threshold of an effective shechita. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.